See it.
You know what the issue was on this? Is this it?
Yeah.
Well, this is in 21 we made the motion. Is this one where they own property? They own more than one property?
This is a condo.
Right.
It's a condo.
But do they own?
I don't see more than one in that name.
Why would we be reseeing it then from last time? Why do we continue it? Did we not get a hold of them? Did they make a discrimination claim that we were looking at?
Trying to find it on our...
I'm looking at BOE 391 on page 6. I thought that it was something we had seen before earlier in this session, but I may be wrong.
Classification only.
Okay. Is it something we had on the docket before or not?
Yes, because you had tabled it.
Do you know why we tabled it?
What day was it on?
Last Monday.
I don't think we got a hold of it.
That might be, and I left my notes in the other room. I'm sorry.
I don't know. I guess I'll just ask the question.
I'll just call them, yeah.
I'll just ask. Folks, I'll get to you in just a second, but we had this on the docket earlier. I'd like to give them a call.
Forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. 4178943878 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you finish recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
This is David Akers with Taney County BOE. We're trying to call you regarding your tax appeal. We'll try back. Did we do anything? We got BOE 158 back on page 2, Mr. Huffman's.
No, and I need to talk to you about that before you call him.
Okay, but he's not here. It says in person.
I think he was going to call. Remember, he was hobbling around?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you said you were going to call him instead of making him come in.
Oh, comps.
Gotcha.
Huh?
Did he bring any comps?
They were supposed to go out and
he brought us the plans for his house, showing all the measurements and what was there. And unfortunately, it's higher than it was because he didn't have his basement in correct. He told us what was unfinished, what was finished. When we put the whole thing back together again, it raised it. And it, we also didn't have his fireplace, and there was something else we were missing. So
is this the correct, the 692-740?
Let me look in 26 real quick, because that's where it would have had to have been changed.
Well, we can call Mr. Huffman here in a bit.
So our value on that, it's in 25, it's 692,740, and let me check in 26, because that's where we would have had to make our new amount.
Oh, that's a big increase.
Okay. Different.
Well, I tell you what, we, for the moment, since we got some people here, is there someone here on BOE 539 Knuckles Capital?
Okay.
Is this a nightly rental property or is it something?
It is a nightly rental property, yes.
Okay.
It's been happening.
I apologize. What's your name?
Mary Smith.
Mary?
Yes.
And are you for Mr. Dobbs' office?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you pull the sheet for Eric Huffman?
Are you familiar at all with what we've been doing down here on nightly rental programs?
Is it the 75-25?
It is if they just own the one.
Yes. So my understanding is that this is the only one that stays in it still.
Nichols Capital.
Yep.
Okay. Just to give you an overview of what we're doing, we have had it upheld by at least one hearing officer at the State Tax Commission What we're doing on the first one, if somebody has a property down here, the same owners of the LLC, we'll give the 25% commercial, 75% residential. If we have any additional properties with the same owners, those would be 100% commercial. We deem it a, you know, an ongoing business operation at that point. If they have an interest in another property, then we would also, that interest that they have in the other property, in the LLC or whatever, say it's a 50-50, that 50% would be 100% commercial, and then we give the 25-75 to the other owner on their half of that property. So we would try to equally apply it across the board. That's what we're doing. So on BOE 539 on the 130 Campfire Pass, is it just a classification appeal?
Well, we also had valuation. I think we were just wanting to look at that again. I mean, we wanted to know. It's a brand new product. It was just constructed. Okay. But we wanted to look at, make sure there was no common areas.
Included in the valuation?
Yep. Okay.
Yep. That's
right. It says 26. I know you guys have been looking at something, but we're on BOE 539. There is a classification issue. It's my understanding this is the only.
They have three.
Three?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are the other two being classified as commercial?
Yes.
Okay. And so they're looking for this one to be the 75-25. And then I think they were wanting to ask, she was wanting to ask a question with respect to the valuation, whether or not the common areas were being included in that or how that's done. Is that my understanding of the question?
Yes.
Okay. In other words, how the land common areas are being valued within for this condominium?
Okay. Common area is just the entire complex is sharing the value of the common area. That's what land is if it's a condo.
Okay.
It's not really land. It's
sure.
Everything. So that's why everybody's got the same amount.
So they're all being the same amount, including this property, as far as the land values. All of these properties share those. Is
right.
It based on their percentage of square footage, or do they have pounds of done?
No, it's based on what the developer told us the common element was costing him.
Okay.
So he bought the land. He had to, you know, scrape out the lot, dig, blast, whatever he did, whatever he put into it, then we put that together and then we come up with a value that we've divided among all of the units.
Swimming pool, clubhouse.
Yeah, swimming pool, clubhouse, all that.
And that value is consistent with all the values of the other properties that are out there?
It should be. If you bring up where it's at, there should be the land value price would show that. It should in the condos. It should show them all being the same.
Counselor, given that explanation, do you have any questions for the assessor?
No, I don't have any questions.
Okay. Are you okay with that? Do you want to continue with evaluation part of the appeal?
We'll just
make
do
a
classification.
Ruling, just withdraw it? Okay. All right. Based on the fact that the other two properties are already commercial, I would make a motion on BOE 539. It would classify as 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
Have a second. Any discussion, Counselor? Do you want to say anything before we rule?
No, that's fine.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, motion passes.
Thank you.
That's all I had. Thank
okay.
you.
I think that's it. Thank you. All right, we have some more people that are also here. Looks like BOE. Oh. Okay, we'll call him here in a moment, in a bit.
So I think this one's a motel.
That's correct. The National
Tower.
This is BOE 338 Genesaren, or okay. I don't know. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it correctly, but
that's good. Okay. Good afternoon.
Hello.
My name is Harry Patel.
Yes, sir.
And part of the Ganeshram Tahoe Inc., DBA Gazebo Inn.
Okay. Did you provide any materials when you did this, or do you just have them here today?
No, I did email some documents.
Okay.
To the assessor's office.
Did we have you earlier this session? Is this your first time here on this?
I can't. No, this is the first time.
Okay.
You're recognizing the name because he owned something and sold it, right? And then you bought a new motel, and it's now Your LLC is still Ganesh from Tahoe.
Right.
But it's a completely different hotel from the past that you went to appeal for.
No, I appealed the last time for the same hotel.
For the same one?
Yeah.
Okay. And has the appeal been heard yet?
The state commission did decide on that, and I included the correspondence to the attorneys and the tax commission.
There's an appraisal that came in for $1,250,000, I believe.
So we have a...
23.
Yes, correct.
So we just got an appraisal in from Jerry Jeske for that, but it stated 23, so you can go on it from whatever you decide.
Well, it looks like there was a stipulation in 23.
Sorry.
No, 25, when this was signed.
Okay, this just came out a couple months ago. This was your 23 appeal, right?
Correct.
Let's say, and isn't that value higher than what's on the sheet?
No, the tax commission agreed with my appraisal and decided on the 1.255.
1.250.
Right, but did the tax commission just rule on this?
Current market value, stipulated market value.
That's the 255.
Yeah.
Okay, so what was the decision? I mean, it looks like they got the appraised value.
That's what we looked at. The
that's day. A stipulation of assessed value.
401, and he's at 459 on her card at assessed value. This would be 25, that's 23.
Well, his current assessed value says 593. That doesn't make any sense. What's this? Well, that's assessed value, appraised value. Market 1.8. So you're saying, are you saying you disagree with the state tax commission on this decision? Is that why you're...
No, I'm here to appeal the new assessment that the assessor office has made for year 25.
Okay, is it above what the tax commission did?
Yes.
Okay, that's
quite a bit.
That's the number we need to get to. Do you guys have the tax? The tax commission's decision that was just signed a couple months ago?
I'd have to look for it. Let me look on our...
Well, I think Jerry has it up on her screen right now. I just want to make sure because it probably would solve this one pretty quick.
Okay. Right. That's fine.
Yeah. Well, what I'm confused by is I said it agreed market value 1.8.
You want me to look at it?
But this sheet says 1.4. So.
And we have
a market value and appraised value aren't necessarily the same thing.
Okay. Well, I can't see that on the decision. Do you?
I do not.
Appraised value.
I do not. There it is, right there up on the screen, Susan.
Current market value 1.82. Current.
This is current market.
1.255. Okay.
A proper assessed valuation of the appeal should be. But usually we always make our motion for appraised value, not assessed value.
And that assessed value is higher than what's on our sheet.
Well, the stipulated market value says $1,255,000.
Mm-hmm. And then the stipulated assessed is $401,000, so that's less than what's on here at $459,000.
I mean, the value could have gone down for this year from his decision from 23. I mean, I agree, but... I mean, that value up there is higher than what you're at now, I think. I mean, the value that you agreed upon for 23 is higher than...
No, I think there was another email from the tax commission hearing officer that inadvertently they filed a wrong amount. And
do you have
I think
copy?
I forwarded part of that to the assessor's office.
Okay, do you have that in the... Yeah, I mean, because that's confusing to me.
Yes.
Well, I think doesn't stipulated mean that's what they said they're setting it at, David?
Yeah, but if he's saying that they used the wrong numbers when they sent it, that's what we're trying to figure out.
Oh.
What was the date on that?
Scroll back down.
It was from 23, but it was signed in 25.
In other words, it's 23 tax appeal, but it's signed.
Let me go see if I have a different one in the office.
Because right now, our current appraised value is 1.435